Father Henry Nouwen writes, "The world tells you many lies about who you are, and you simply have to be realistic enough to remind yourself of this. Every time you feel hurt, offended, or rejected, you have to dare to say to yourself, these feelings, strong as they are not telling me the truth about myself. The truth, even though I cannot feel it right now, is that I am the chosen child of God, precious in God's eyes, called the beloved from all eternity, and held safe in an everlasting embrace." At his baptism, at the same time John saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and rest upon him, Jesus heard a voice from heaven say, "You are my beloved." From then on, all Jesus' thoughts, words, and actions followed from the deep knowledge that he was infinitely and forever loved and held by God. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said that our generation will have to repent, quote, "not only for the diabolical acts and vitriolic words of the children of darkness, but also for the tragic apathy and crippling fears of the children of light." Dr. King could not have moved beyond his own fears without knowing himself to be a chosen child of God, precious in God's eyes, called the beloved from all eternity, and held safe in an everlasting embrace. We too are children of light. At our baptism, the Spirit came down like a dove and rested upon us, and a voice came down from heaven saying, "You are my beloved." Now and forever, we are divinized, empowered, inspirited, and inspired. And not only at our baptism or at this Eucharist or in sublime experiences of prayer, but at every moment of every minute of every day, the voice from heaven says, "You are my beloved." What then is it that we cannot do, cannot face, cannot overcome? What need we fear?